Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
One of the most important aspects to understand when designing a long-term care plan is that you are in control of the process, meaning you get to decide what you want and how much you want. Hi, I'm Brian Ott, 525 Advisors, and you're listening to Long-Term Care Radio, as you probably know, and I appreciate everybody tuning in. You know, today we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about, you know, the long-term care, how premiums are basically determined, because a lot of people will ask me this, and they'll say, hey, how much does a long-term care plan cost? And I actually got a question of the week that we'll get to here in just a moment. But where this question comes from, what I want people to understand is that you are in control of a lot of the aspects when you design a long-term care plan. And when I talk about long-term care plan, what I want you to think about is a bucket of money, meaning I've got this bucket of cash. I can have a big bucket. I can have a little bucket. I could have an unlimited bucket. I could have a bucket that's going to last me a year or two. But I am the one that decides the size of that bucket. Step two of the process when I'm determining my long-term care plan is how much money can I take out of that bucket? So let's talk about a bucket for a second as a bucket full of water. That water represents your long-term care insurance. Now, you could have a giant bucket the size of a car, but if your ladle is a thimble, the ladle, think of that as how much money can I take out of that bucket every month? That is another part of the planning process that you decide. So people will call up a lot of times asking how much is long-term care insurance? Well, that's like saying how much is an automobile. What we have to do is decide what are we looking at? What are the features? What are the options? And for long-term care planning, what is the size of my bucket, number one? And number two, how big is my ladle? How much money can I pull out of that policy? And that's really key. And we're going to just spend some time on today's show talking about some of the other things that we need to kind of think about, the factors that we have to look at when we're putting a plan in place. And that's what's going to determine the premium. And today's show is going to be dedicated to Monica up in Shoreline. This is where our question of the week came from. And if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, we have a website, 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And right on the homepage, you're going to see Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week submission. If you click on that, you can send us a question. And what we do is we're going to go through these questions every week, and we're going to pick one, and we're going to build a show around that so that we can spend a little bit of time answering your questions directly. And this question this week comes from Monica up in Shoreline. And Monica asks, how do the insurance companies price their plans? Is it based on the amount of insurance, and is age a factor? Well, this is just a great question, Monica. And in a nutshell, yes, but it is based completely on how much insurance you get. And it's also based on your age and your health. And there's several factors that we're going to look at. And that's where we're going to spend a little bit of time today, just kind of talking about how we go through this process, what we're thinking about, and what's going to affect the premium. Because again, when you call up and you say, how much does long-term care insurance cost? Well, that's like calling a car dealership and saying, how much does a car cost? The guy on the other end of the phone can't really give you a finite number. Do you want a new car? Do you want a used car? Do you want a pickup? Do you want a sports car? Do you want a little compact car? What kind of features do you want? So insurance planning is similar. We're going to look at the features. We're going to look at some of these different factors, and we're going to decide what we want our plan to be. How is that plan going to serve us when we go to use that plan? And so that's what we'll spend a little bit of time on. Before we get to that, though, I want to spend a little bit of time doing some housekeeping. And, you know, first off, Thanksgiving is coming up. Believe it or not, it is this next Thursday. And we had quite a turnout this last week for our class over in Bellevue. And I want to talk about our next upcoming class. And if, again, if you're new, we teach classes every month. And the class is really just an extension of this radio show. It's designed for people to be able to just come in, sit down, and learn about long-term care. What does it pay for? How do you trigger a plan? What are my different types of options for planning? What's an asset-based plan versus a traditional plan? What does Medicare pay for? And so we go through all that in detail. And then I also give you a book that we put together, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. So we try to teach 1 to 2 classes every month. For December, I've only got 1 class on the calendar again. And this is mostly just because of the timing issues. The holidays are coming up. We've got Thanksgiving coming next week. And then before you know it, we'll be into the Christmas season. So our next class, if you want to come see us, is December 14th. That's a Saturday. That's a 9 a.m. kickoff. Again, December 14th, Saturday at 9 a.m. It's over in Bellevue. We are right off of the southeast 8th exit off of 405. So it's super easy to get to from either direction. All we ask is that you sign up. And I will tell you right now that we're over half full for that class already. So if you do want to get on there, just jump on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Sign up. It's right there under upcoming events. There's no fee for this. All we're asking is that you just put on there, put how many people are coming so that we can keep a head count, because we do have limited space in our training room. But again, the next class is Saturday the 14th at 9 a.m. in Bellevue. And again, the class is free. You'll get the book, The Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. And I think it's just a really great way to come and wrap your mind around some of these things that we talk about on the radio and get your questions answered. And really, you know, my goal is to empower with you with a little bit of education and knowledge before you sit down to start putting a plan together, because there's a lot to consider. And again, at 525 Advisors, our real goal is not to sell you anything, but to really educate you and help design a plan that's right for you. So again, December the 14th, you can sign up at 525longtermcare.com. We're going to head into our first break, but stick around. When we come back, we're going to look at some of the factors that determine how much the plan costs. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Irene, a client of 525 Advisors. Irene, tell me what caused you and your husband to look into long-term care.
Like everyone in this age group, we've buried all of our parents, and we've gone through that experience. I think it took 7 years of care. And so once you see that and you're responsible for that kind of care, you know, any rational person starts to think about their own end-of-life stories, how they want that to be, and what kind of burdens they want to leave to other people, or what kinds of lifestyle they want to have.
Yeah, we were kind of in the same situation. My wife lost her father, and her parents had great long-term care coverage, and, you know, about a 4-year battle with dementia, and we just saw that was a godsend, and that's when we knew that we had to do that for our girls.
The other part of that is if we don't use it up, if we have a great life and just one bad day, the kids get to, you know, have the money. So the money just doesn't disappear. There's something left for the heirs.
Yeah. Tell me about your first meeting with Brian and what he was able to explain to you about all the options.
Yeah, they were great, Madeline and Brian. The thing I liked about Brian so much was that, you know, he's had some experience with this himself. It's not just the technical part, which he was very good, but it's also more than just a job for him. It's something he lived through and something he cares about and feels is important.
Yeah, he sure does. Anything else you'd like to share about Brian and 525 Advisors?
Yeah, I would say go talk to them, and you don't have to make a decision right away. I've never felt any pressure to make a decision, but it's something that I think important to explore, and I think these people are sincere.
Wonderful. Couldn't agree more. Explore what could be a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. I sure appreciate everybody tuning in on this Saturday right before Thanksgiving. It's kind of hard to believe that Thanksgiving snuck up on us this soon already. You know, it's late in the month this year as well, too, so that means Christmas is going to be coming even a little bit quicker. And if you're like me, you probably haven't got any of the gifts lined up yet, but that is time is coming soon. So, again, you heard some of the ads during the break there. Our next class is December 14th. I was talking about that. You can always get information on our classes. It's on our homepage at our website, 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. So the question from Monica, we started off at the beginning of the show, was, you know, she just wanted to know, Monica and Shoreline, how do insurance companies price their plans? And you know, is it based on the amount of insurance, and is age a factor? And yes, all of those things are factors. And I'm going to spend some time today during the show just talking to you a little bit about the factors that we consider and how we go through this when we're putting a plan together. Number one thing I think that you want to consider on that's going to affect the pricing of a long-term care insurance plan is how much coverage do you want? So remember, again, I was talking about long-term care insurance. Picture that as a bucket of money. How big is your bucket? Is your bucket a small bucket or is it a big bucket? When I say bucket, I just know a lot of the listeners out there, you're probably picturing, you know, maybe a small bucket that you play in the toy box with, or you might be picturing a great big bucket that you mop the floor with. There's all sizes of buckets. Long-term care insurance, think of it the same way. I am buying a bucket of money, so to speak. I'm buying an amount of protection. It can be finite, as in $200,000 or $300,000 or $500,000 of coverage, or it can be unlimited, which I have both. I have a traditional plan that is a finite amount of money, and then I have an asset-based plan that provides me an unlimited amount of money. So when I'm looking at a plan like that, if I say I want $100,000 of coverage, well, that's going to be less expensive than if I buy $500,000. And $500,000 is going to be less expensive than if I want unlimited long-term care insurance. So think of that as the size of the bucket. That is step one. How big is that bucket? How long is that bucket going to last me is now going to be determined on how fast I can pull the money out. Now, this is where it gets a little bit tricky, and people are surprised at this. But I go out and I get a bucket of money, and let's just say it's $216,000. So that's my starting bucket of money. That's the size of my bucket. I have $216,000 of long-term care. Well, when I go on claim, I don't just get $216,000. What I have to do is I have to decide up front when I put this contract in place, how fast am I going to be able to pull that money out of the bucket? So again, think of the ladle. I'm dipping my ladle into the bucket. The water is my long-term care insurance. How big is that ladle? So if I go in and I say, well, I want $1,000 a month of long-term care coverage, well, that $216,000 is going to last me 216 months. That minimizes the risk for the insurance company. If I say I want $6,000 a month of long-term care insurance to pay for costs, now I'm going to get $72,000 a year, or that bucket of money is going to last me 3 years if I'm pulling out that full amount. So for an insurance company, if I buy that $200,000 bucket of money, if I only pull $1,000 out of a month, that's going to be less expensive than if I can pull $5,000 out. And the reasoning why is because there's less risk to the insurance company that you are going to drain that bucket of money if you're only pulling $1,000 a month out. Now, if you're trying to pull out $10,000 a month, well, the insurance company is going to look at that and use their actuarial tables and say, well, look, there's a very good odd that you're going to spend all $216,000. So they're going to price that bucket of money a little bit differently. So again, those are the two first factors we look at. How big is the bucket of money? Number one. And number two, how fast can I pull that money out? So if someone says I have $1 million of long-term care insurance, well, that sounds great. But if you can only get $1,000 a month, that's really not a meaningful plan. And the same thing is if you have $10,000 a month of long-term care insurance, you think, well, that's great. But if your bucket of money is only $30,000, that policy would only last 3 months. That's not really a long-term care insurance plan either. So we have to balance those two parts. How big is the bucket and how fast can I pull the money out? And they're both going to have a direct effect on the pricing or the premium for the long-term care insurance. The next thing that we're going to look at, the next factor is I buy that bucket of money. And let's say we go with that $216,000 bucket of money. We have $6,000 a month that we can pull out. Well, we can add what we call an inflation rider. An inflation growth rider is a basically think of as a compounding interest effect on the bucket of money and also on the monthly benefit. So your bucket of money is growing by 3%. The amount you can pull out every month is growing by 3% as well too. So that's called an inflation rider. So that again is going to push the premium up on that plan a little bit, because what that means is that today I have that $216,000 at $6,000 a month. Well, I go out 20 years, I'm going to have $400,000 of long-term care and I'm going to be able to pull out over $10,000 a month because everything is growing based on that compound inflation rider. Now, those compound inflation riders, the standard in the industry is going to be 3% or 5%. Most of them are compound. There are some companies that will offer a 3% simple or a 3% or a 5% simple. That's going to be a little bit less. And what I mean by that is if I have a $100,000 bucket of money and I put 3% simple, that just means that the policy is going to grow by an even $3,000 every year. It's just going to stair step up. If it's 3% compound, it's going to grow 3% the first year. So it's going to grow by $3,000. The second year, it's going to grow by a little more than $3,000 because you had $103,000. So that's what compound inflation does. And most of the carriers are going to be 3%, 5%. Some have simple, some have compound. There are some carriers that will offer 4% or 2%. But again, you're in control of that. You decide how you want your policy to grow, and that's going to determine part of the premium for the plan. The next thing that we're going to look at, so we're looking at the size of the bucket, how fast we can pull the money out. Is there inflation growth? Otherwise, is that money growing over time? The next thing we're going to look at is, how long do I have to wait to get access to that money once I'm on claim? And that's what we call an elimination period or a waiting period. Now, the standard is 90 days. That comes from the definition of a long-term care situation. Long-term care basically is defined as a situation that's expected to last 90 days or more. Now, there was a case that went to the Supreme Court on that. The IRS rules were set at 90 days or more, so a lot of insurance companies believe they couldn't pay out any benefits prior to 90 days. Well, that's not the case. It's just that your doctor says, yes, your situation's expected to last 90 days or more. Well, you can start getting benefits right away. But the standard of 90 days, that's held over from those HIPAA rules, the original design of long-term care, an event expecting to last 90 days. So on traditional plans, we usually will see a standard of 90-day elimination period, meaning once I file a claim, I'm going to pay the first 90 days of long-term care, and then the premium or then the benefits are going to start coming into me. However, that doesn't mean you have to have that policy. You could have 60 days, you could have 30 days. Some carriers offer 0 days. A lot of our asset-based plans now have just gone to a standard either 30 days or 60 days or 0 days, and a lot of carriers are 0 days for home health care, which is where most people start out. But if I'm buying a traditional plan, the idea was I could say, you know what, I will self-insure the first 12 months, so I'm going to have a 365-day elimination period. That would bring the cost of the premium down. We don't see that very often anymore. Usually what we're trying to do is decide 90 days or 60 days on a traditional plan or 30 days. Does it make sense to pay the additional premium to get that long-term care insurance turned on a little bit quicker? Once we move over to our asset-based plans or our hybrid plans, a lot of those companies now are at 0-day elimination period from the start. and others will give you 60 days. So it's a little bit more flexible on those asset-based plans. But again, the elimination period is just how long do I have to wait before I get started. Now, we're talking about factors that are going to determine the cost of my long-term care insurance plan. One of the big ones here, and this goes back to the question Monica asked from Shoreline, does age have a factor? Yes, age has a huge factor on this. And the reason why is because, you know, unlike homeowners insurance, we're getting homeowners insurance. There's our house could burn down the same probability whether I'm 55 or whether I'm 95. It just doesn't matter. But when we look at health, like health insurance or long-term care, the older I am, the more likely, the closer I am to a long-term care event statistically. And I say statistically because there's 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds that are in long-term care situations. However, statistically, the vast majority of us, 70% of us after age 65 will end up in a long-term care event. And really the sweet spot for long-term care events is in that 70 to mid 80 range. That's where most people will file their claim. So the insurance company looks at this and they say, well, if you're 65, they've got less time to collect premiums from you than if you're 55 before statistically you go on claim. And I say that because, again, this is just based on actuarial science. They don't know when you will go on claim, but they're saying, hey, we have 1 million people insured and we know statistically that the vast majority of them will trigger a claim between this age and this age. And so that's how they adjust premiums. Now, if I'm 49 to 50, there's not really much price difference. But if I'm 69 to 70, it's going to be a little bit more of a price increase. But the difference is going to be between 50 and 65, absolutely. So I'm just simply saying that if I go back and I have that same $6,000 a month benefit that's going to pay me for 3 years, if I'm 50, I'm going to pay a lot less for that same amount of insurance than I am if I'm 65. And there's really no advantage to waiting on this. Again, it's the insurance companies have designed it, meaning that if I'm 50 and I take out that plan and I go on claim at 85, I can compare that exact same plan with a 65-year-old that took out the plan at the same time and they go on claim at age 85. Even though I've had the plan 10 years longer, I will have probably paid less in total premiums into that plan because that's just how they price that. So there's real no advantage to waiting. And on the asset-based plans, what's going to happen is I'm just going to get, if I'm walking in with a lump sum of money, I'm going to get the same amount of insurance for less money, for a smaller deposit if I'm younger than an older person will. So age is a big factor when we're looking at the price. Now, the other thing, of course, is health. Health is a factor that we have to consider. And I want you to think of health as a report card. Both of my kids just got their report cards. So you have all these subjects. We're looking at all the, you know, A's, B's, C's, whatever it is. Now, if you're applying for a college is going to look at that report card and say, okay, you've got all A's. Yes, you're eligible to come in to join our college. Well, maybe you have A's and some B's, and so you can't get into Harvard, but you can get into University of Washington. And they say, yes, we'll take you. And so you think of that as health the same way. I'm going to have a health report. We're looking at how is your health already compromised? Do I have diabetes already? It doesn't mean that you can't get insurance. It just means that you may pay a little bit more for that same amount of insurance because your health is compromised. So your health is really what determines your eligibility, but it also has a direct impact on the pricing, meaning that somebody in the top tier health is going to pay less in premiums than somebody that's rated two or three levels down in health rating. So the health is the next one. And then lastly, what we're considering on the factors that basically, you know, how much does a plan cost? What are the factors we look at? The last thing I want you to consider is how are you paying for the plan? Am I going to pay for this plan on a continuous basis, which means until I go on claim, or am I going to pay for it in 10 years or 5 years or in a lump sum? That's going to have a direct impact on the premium that it costs. So a lot to look at there, but this was such a great question from Monica, and I just really want to thank her for sending this in because, yes, there's a lot of factors that we look at. So when you call up and you say, how much does long-term care cost, you understand now that there's a lot of information that we have to gather and a lot of design work that we go in that's going to determine the premium that's going to be the cost for your plan. So stick around. We're going to head into our next break, and when I come back, I've got a great client of the week that I'm going to share with you. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Brian Auth from 525 Advisors and host of Long Term Care Radio. And Brian, we have another great question from a listener. Do I have to move into a nursing home to use my long-term care insurance?
You know, Dory, actually, most people start their long-term care journey in their home, and today's plans will pay for that care in your home. The idea of having a long-term care insurance plan is to be able to receive the care you need in the location of your choosing. Plans today are comprehensive, which means not only do they pay for care at home, they'll also pay for care in an assisted living facility, an adult daycare, even a nursing home. By having a plan, you decide where you get to receive care. If you have a question for me, send it to me at 525longtermcare.com. You can also learn about new programs that pay you back if you never use your plan, and you can sign up for one of my free upcoming classes.
Dude, my wife and I did. Sign up for one of Brian's upcoming classes. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book, which has a ton of great info. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. And believe it or not, if you're not ready for it, Thanksgiving is Thursday, so get out there and get your turkey. And, you know, I'm going to try to not gain 5 pounds this year. It might be a first. I'm going to see if I can do it. So it's always hard around that time. The weather's cold and you got a table full of food and I guess we're lucky. So, but anyway, I appreciate everybody tuning into Long-Term Care Radio. We've been talking today about how premiums are determined on a long-term care plan. And this comes from, you know, a lot of questions. I can tell if somebody just stumbles across our website, they haven't heard our show, they might give us a call. And one of the opening questions usually is like, how much does long-term care insurance cost? And I always try to, you know, phrase it back to, you know, it's just like any other product. How much does a pound of hamburger cost? Well, do you want, you know, do you want the organic hamburger? Do you want lean or do you want extra lean? I mean, what do you want? And so long-term care is just a little bit more complicated than that to just spit out a price. And I see a lot of people come in with quotes and I can just tell the advisor just spit out a generic quote. I said, well, how'd you come up with this? Looking at your system. So again, a lot of factors that we look at that are going to determine that price. One of the big things I want you to understand though as well too is that there isn't always a factor on price. We have a lot of these new plans where you can just reposition money and set yourself up a long-term care plan and not have any premiums at all. And that's what we're going to talk about this week on our client of the week. And if you're new to the show, at the bottom of the hour, I try to bring a client of the week. This is somebody that we sat down with and designed a plan for their situation. And when I say design, that's exactly what I mean. We're going to look at your financial situation. We're going to look at your health. We're going to look at all these factors. We're going to figure out what's the best way to fund a plan for you. And the design process is part of that equation. What were you planning on doing before? Where are your assets? What's your income stream like? And then we can work up a plan. And not all plans, you know, are a matter of paying premiums. In fact, a lot of our clients don't have any premiums at all because they design a plan similar to the one we're going to talk about. And this is Stephen, who is 70, and Gail, who is 71. And again, just pause there for a second. A 70-year-old male and a 71-year-old female, the vast majority of people out there think they've waited too long, that they can't get long-term care insurance. And that's just not true. If you're still relatively healthy, like Stephen and Gail are, you can still put a plan in place and put a very meaningful plan in place. Well, Stephen and Gail had been listening to Long-Term Care Radio. They actually came to one of our classes. And like a lot of people, they've worked pretty hard, they've saved, they've got a pretty nice little nest egg, they feel pretty comfortable on their income, but they just thought they were going to self-insure. They thought that was the best option for them. And when we meet somebody like that, one of the first things I will do is I'll sit down and I'll look at their assets and I'll look at their income and I'll say, okay, if you need another $5,000 or $6,000 a month today, where would that money come from? And usually most people will say, well, I would access this bucket of money, this savings account, or I would use these investments, or I would go over here and tap this IRA, or I have this annuity, whatever it is. Somebody usually says, well, this is the first source of money I would go to. And so this was exactly what happened with Steve and Gail. We had gone over their situation. They had a pretty nice income stream coming in. They had a decent nest egg, but realistically, like everybody else, their age 70 and 71, they're starting to see the real cost of long-term care because they're starting to see family and friends that are going through these situations. So in the back of their mind, they're saying, well, I don't know if I really did the right thing planning on self-insuring. Because again, self-insuring, a lot of advisors will look at averages. They'll say, well, the average situation costs this much and you have enough. And if the money grows at 3%, you should be okay. Well, that should gets a little bit, the older we get, the more you realize, that may not be the right answer, because you see people that go into these 4, 5, 6 year long-term care situations and they can be very costly. So we sat down with Stephen and Gail and I said, tell me where you're going to start. What's the first source of money you would go after if you had to pay for long-term care yourself? And they basically said, well, we would use this savings account that they had. They had $186,000 that was set aside. It was kind of earmarked as their rainy day money. And one of my follow-up questions is like, okay, would you use this money for anything else? Are you going to use it for a remodel on the house or buy cars or anything? And they said, no. You know, we have required minimum distributions. We have other money, but this would be the money that we would use in a pinch. And this is kind of what we're trying to set aside and grow. It's not exposed to the market. They didn't want it to be, you know, in the stock market where it's subject to volatility, because they didn't know when or how long or how much they would need for long-term care. So it just made really great sense. And I said, okay, let's take a look at just this simple savings account. It's $186,000. And let's figure out how we can leverage that into some long-term care insurance. So this is what we did. And stick with me on this. I know on the radio, these client of the weeks get a little bit hard to follow. But my point of this, the bottom line, is just understand that there are a lot of great options out there. What we did with this $186,000, I divided it into two buckets of money right off of the bat. So I want you to think of out of $186,000, I'm going to take $150,000 of it and I'm going to position it into a long-term care plan that is basically a deferred savings account. That means that it's going to continue to grow. It's going to get a little bit of interest, but what's going to happen is if they need it for long-term care, they can access that money and pull it out tax-free for long-term care. So that $150,000 portion roughly is going to provide them about 30 months or 2.5 years if one person's on claim, and they can pull out about $5,500 a month. The exact number is $5,468. But figure $5,500 a month, and that number will increase a little bit as the value of that policy grows with the interest rates. But today, in today's dollars, one of them goes on claim, they could pull out $5,500. If they're both on claim, they could basically pull out $11,000. They could each pull out $5,500 until that initial bucket of money is gone, roughly $150,000, $160,000. Now, what we did with the other $36,000, because remember, they had $186,000 in savings. On these asset-based plans, the IRS calls them linked benefits, and they're saying, we are going to link long-term care insurance with another benefit. So in this case, we took a deferred savings account, so to speak, and we linked some additional long-term care insurance for it. But instead of paying for that over time, we are just going to pay for it up front out of that single deposit of $186,000. So what that does is that's going to buy them a second bucket of money that's going to be roughly about $210,000 in today's dollars. But here's the catch. We're going to put a 5% compound inflation rider on that. So that second portion of their policy is going to grow by 5%. It's going to compound every single year. And again, that's their additional long-term care insurance. So when we look at it, that $186,000 turns into $360,000 day one, meaning if they go on claim tomorrow, they have $360,000. But really, they're not going to go on claim tomorrow. I hope not. So we look out and we say, what's it like in 10 years? Well, now they've got $470,000 of long-term care insurance. We go out 15 years, they're going to have $553,000 of long-term care insurance. Now, remember, they're not paying any premiums. They didn't do anything except reposition an existing savings account into one of these new asset-based, what we call linked benefit, long-term care plans. And that's going to provide them, you know, 15 years down the road, they have over $500,000, and all of that money comes out tax-free. Now, remember earlier in the show, I was talking about you have this bucket of money, this $550,000. Well, how fast can I pull that out? Well, again, that first 2 years, that $150,000 deferred savings account, so to speak, that's going to be around $5,500 a month. But once they use that up, the part two of this plan is going to be an inflated amount. So they may jump up to over $10,000 or $11,000 or $12,000 a month because that amount that they can pull out is going to grow. And this gives them a tremendous amount of leverage because they may not need all that money, but that's okay. The policy doesn't expire. So that means if they have $10,000 a month to use, but they're only using $5,000, that policy is just going to last them twice as long. And that's the way all long-term care insurance works. Go back to the beginning of the show. And if you ever miss the shows, you can always get them on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Right on the homepage, just click on the radio podcast button and you can download that show and listen to it at your own convenience. But we were talking earlier, that bucket of money. So you picture a bucket of water. The water is your long-term care insurance. You have a ladle or a measuring cup, right, that you're scooping water out with. Well, if you're scooping out a full cup every time, that bucket of money is going to run out of X amount of years. And that's how they'll say you have 4 years or 5 years of coverage. But if you're only taking half a cup out at a time, well, that bucket of water is just going to last you twice as long. And that's essentially how one of these long-term care insurance plans work. Now, here's what we basically did on the bottom line here on this situation for Stephen and Gail. Again, Stephen 70, Gail 71. We just took a single savings account that they had of $186,000. We redeposited that with the insurance company. Now that they now have a growing tax-free long-term care bucket of money that's going to provide them an initial 360, 403, 469, 553, year 20. They got $661,000 of long-term care. So the policy just continues to grow. But here's the great thing. All that money comes out tax-free. They do not get a 1099-I every year, which is a 1099 interest, meaning they have to pay tax on that interest gain. They don't have to pay any tax on that. So we took a finite amount of money, that $186,000, and we put some guaranteed leverages on it. And here's what they also get with that money. If you're self-insuring, you are basically wandering the desert on your own, so to speak. If I have a long-term care insurance, I am surrounding myself with a team of professionals. So now they have access to the case managers, the care coordinators, the claim specialists, people with the expertise, people with the knowledge, people with the background on handling a long-term care plan. And I'm going to be honest with you, some companies do it better than other companies, and this company is the best. This particular company that we're working with for them on this plan is absolutely the best. They have a concierge service. They actually assign somebody to you and your family that will guide you through your long-term care event. So it took them from kind of a maybe, do I have enough money, $186,000, to now I've got this growing bucket of money. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I guarantee that that's enough long-term care insurance, and they understand that. But what they know is they've got 2.5, 3, 4 times leverage guaranteed. They get the tax benefits, and they also get the professionals. And the best part about this plan is if they get lucky and they never use it, the vast majority of that money is going to go back to the estate. Because remember, that bucket one is just deferred savings account, and then we bought some additional insurance up front. And there's lots of ways we can design plans like this. We can do that lump sum, and we can spread some of the payments for the insurance out. But in this situation, it was just very clean. It was very simple. We repositioned an asset that they already had. This is still their asset, but it's going to give them both a lot of benefits. And this is a joint plan, which means they each have access to long-term care. But let's say that just, you know, stereotypical, you know, we're going down in the future and Stephen dies first and he never uses long-term care. Well, that entire bucket of money is left for Gail for long-term care and vice versa. So that's what's nice about these plans. So again, lots of examples on our website for clients, different examples that we do, but every week we try to bring you a client of the week. And this is a great way that we can just sit down and show you how we can design a plan. Stick around. We're going to head into our next break and we'll be back with some more long-term care radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors and host of Long Term Care Radio. And Brian, we have another great question from a listener. What is the best age to look into long term care insurance?
You know, Dory, we have plans that will help people up to age 85, but here's what you need to know. It's not your age that allows you to get long-term care insurance. It's your health. So the best time to look into getting a plan is when you are healthy and you can still qualify. If you have a question for me, send it to me at 525longtermcare.com. You can also learn about the new programs that pay you back if you never use your plan, and you can sign up for one of our free upcoming classes. And don't forget to join me every Saturday morning on Cairo for Long-Term Care Radio.
We indeed chose the best plan that pays us back if we never use it. Learn what may be the best option for you at one of Brian's upcoming classes. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book, which has a ton of great info. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. And Zach, I know Bulwark Capital's built on risk management. Explain that to me.
Most advisors are trying to do the right thing by increasing their clients' allocation to bonds as they get older. But thanks to record low rates, a lot of investors have paid more in fees over the past 8 years than they've actually made in their bond portfolios.
Well, that math just doesn't add up.
Dory, that's where our bond replacement strategy comes in. It goes up with a rising stock market, yet it's insured against loss in a falling market while not having any management fees.
And Zach has all these strategies in his brand new version of Common Sense Investing. Give him a call. Get your free copy. Call 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement in place where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
This is Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long term care experts.
And thanks for tuning in to Long Term Care Radio again. And boy, I just take a minute to give a shout out to everybody that listens and sends us email. And again, if you have a question for us, just go to our website at 525longtermcare.com, and you'll see right under the upcoming events, the long-term care radio question of the week. Send us a question there. Right above that, you're going to see the upcoming events, December 14th, 9 a.m. That's a Saturday. That is our next long-term care planning class. And again, you're going to listen to these podcasts. You'll listen to the show. You're going to hear me talking about the classes. I am just an absolute firm believer that you need to be your own advocate on important things. And long-term care planning is one of the big ones. It's the biggest risk we're all going to face during our retirement years. And so what I'm really trying to do with these classes is just educate you, bring awareness, let you know that there's a lot of options out there, number one. And number two, there's a resource for you. We are an independent company. We work with all of the carriers. We do not sell a particular product. We work with all the carriers. And our goal is to really let you know that there's a lot of different ways we can design and put a plan in place for you. We've just got to figure out which one is best for you and then which way's the best way to fund it. And that's what the class is really about, coming in and looking and learning about some of these options. And it just helps you sit down and start having this discussion. And then the book that we give you, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, is basically a take-home version of our website. So for those of you that can't make it to a class or just don't have the timing or the patience to come over to Bellevue, I understand that. Just jump on our website at 525longtermcare.com, click the Start Here button in the big green box, and that will kind of walk you through the material in kind of the same way I lay it out for a class. What is long-term care? What does it pay for? How do you trigger a claim? How are benefits paid out? All that information is available on our website. We've got lots of examples as well, too. And then down in the bottom right of the corner on our website, we have top-rated local, which gives you some of the reviews. These are from verified clients of ours. And so I just love these because these are clients that we've worked with that have taken the time to fill out a review. And you can just read a little bit about what they say about our process. And I think you're going to see the underlying tone to all of those reviews is that, you know what, they're relieved. They know they've mitigated the biggest risk they're facing in retirement. And that's really what long-term care insurance planning is about. There's no perfect plan out there, but what we can do is we can mitigate a substantial amount of the risk. And that's what we try to do. So again, the last and the only class, last class for 2019, believe it or not, is Saturday, December 14th. We are a little over half full, so you definitely want to get down there and sign up. If you want to come to this class, we've just got to limit the amount of people because we've got limited space in our training room. So again, 525longtermcare.com. So this last week I was talking with Zach Abraham. He's a financial advisor that I work with. He's host of Know Your Risk Radio. You can Google him and find him. I just love his show. Just a real straight up guy that just really talks about some basic things on you know, the importance of finance and really helps his clients work and navigate through retirement. So many of us maybe, you know, have a retirement plan as a 401k through work, and then all of a sudden we're kind of thrown out there on our own, and so we have to find an advisor. Zach is just a great guy. And Zach had called me last week and was just talking a little bit about, you know, some of these universal life insurance policies that he's seen out there with long-term care riders and wanted to know my take on them. And I thought, you know, this is a great way to discuss really the difference on some of these products that are being offered as a long-term care alternative. And so what Zach was talking about is if I buy a universal life insurance policy, so that's going to have a death benefit. Let's just say it's $500,000. What they'll do is they will put a 101G rider on it, which is a chronic illness rider. And they'll say, well, you can use this for long-term care. Now, what you need to understand is that legally it cannot be sold as long-term care insurance because it is not long-term care insurance. A chronic care rider is different than a standard long-term care plan. A standard long-term care plan, for those of you that are into the technical numbers under IRS code, is a 7702B. So if I'm buying a long-term care insurance plan, I'm buying a 7702B rider. That means that my compromised health does not necessarily have to be a permanent situation. Most of the chronic care riders are going to trigger off of what they call a permanent situation. And so you've got to be really careful on these. The other thing to know about these types of policies, a 101G rider, is they're just a finite amount of long-term care insurance. So remember, we're going back to the beginning of this show. You have that bucket of money. Well, now you think of what that bucket of water is, just a life insurance policy. Now, with a 101G rider, the life insurance company says, well, you can use a percentage, maybe 80 or maybe 90% of that death benefit for long-term care. And then all of them are going to be a little bit different on how they divvy that money out. Where a long-term care insurance plan that has a death benefit attached to it, the death benefit may be $150,000, but that is simply to return your premium that you put into the plan. But your long-term care insurance might be 6 years or 7 years of, you know, $600,000, $700,000. Or if you have a plan like mine, I have a $200,000 death benefit on my plan, but it's a 7702. I have unlimited long-term care insurance. So I just wanted to bring this point up because again, a lot of people will buy these universal life insurance policies with a 101G rider thinking that they have long-term care insurance. And then they're greatly disappointed to find out that it's not really going to work the way they thought it would. And you don't want to find that out in a time of need. And especially think about somebody that maybe has a, more of a mild stroke, and they might be in recovery for a year or two, but they recover. Well, long-term care insurance would kick in and pay for that help that you need for that year or two. A chronic care rider wouldn't necessarily do that. So you have to just be really careful. And there's just a lot of differences out there. You're starting to see some annuity programs out there and some of these, again, universal life, variable life insurance policies that are saying, hey, we can put this 101G rider on them and you have long-term care insurance, but they're really not. And the reason why so many advisors are offering these, and I'm starting to see them come in my office, is because as a financial advisor, I can sell you a 101G rider without having a long-term care license. To sell long-term care insurance, you actually have to have a special license, and you actually have to be certified. You have to have different continuing education. So just be aware of that. And I thought that was a real great point, and I appreciate Zach for bringing that up to me this last week. But again, you know, we're wrapping up. This is the last week before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is just such a special time. It's when, you know, it's we get together with our family. And a lot of you are probably going to be sitting there, maybe looking at your parents, realizing time and gravity is catching up with them. And it's a good time to have that discussion. Mom, Dad, you know, do you have a plan? What's going to happen if your health is compromised? What happens if you can't take care of yourself? And a lot of people don't want to talk about this, but I know a lot of families do. And so if you're kind of one of those that's on the fence, don't be afraid to bring this subject up, because planning ahead of time is so much better than the alternative. Having to deal with the situation without a plan is just what we see. We get people calling us every single week, and those are always the hardest cases, because there's not, you know, there's nothing we can do for a long-term care plan once your foot's already in the door and your health is compromised. So I appreciate everybody tuning in this week. Have a wonderful, warm, safe Thanksgiving. We will be back next Saturday with another great show. And if you missed any of today's show, again, just go to 525longtermcare.com. You can get our podcast there. You can sign up for our next class, which again is Saturday, December 14th. And you can send us a question there on the Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll be back. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.